Lechem Spirit's friends, this year should be a special schuss for everybody. Marazi Shiachilu, Nishmas Maris Esther, Basur Shmuel, Riz Chan, Riz Yon, Riz Altachana, Basur Meir Zev, and Reb Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. It says in the Torah, Kinecholim Nitayu, Kiganos Alei Nahar, Ka'ahalim Nata Hashem, Ka'arazim Alei Maim. So in the same pasuk, we see Necholim, and we see Aholim. So the Gemara in Brachas and it says Zion learns from here that there's an equation between the Nechalim, the springs, and the Aholim in the tents. To teach you, says the Gemara, Man Nechalim Malam Asadim Mitum Latara, Aholim Malam Asadim Mikaf Chol Lekaf Schutz, just like Nechalim, springs, water, elevates a person from Tumid Atira, so two tents elevate a person from Kaf Chol Lekaf Schutz. So obviously we, Kashir is, what's the connection between Cholim and Olim? Why do we have to put the two together? Okay, so one is Mala, a person mitum latara, and the other one's Mala, a person from Kaf Chovel to Kaf Schus, but there must be a deeper connection between them. So explains Maran Arav, we also have to understand the union of why Torah is called Olim. What is Olim? Tents are the tents of Torah. Rashi says Bate Midrashos, to understand the union of the Aholim. Why Taka is water? Mala person mitumala taira. So the Rav says, Tarata Adam im yisod hamayim mikol hatumot shebatorah yesh baremes. The purity of a person with water has a hidden lesson. Kashibashir tumot hamas tumot hamasim vahamidot vahadeot. Kulan baot mechisaron hashkafato shel adam alinyan hayotav b'olam hazeh mitzad pradiyuto keger v'lot ketoshav. You know where all the problems begin? The tumah of a person begins when he sees himself in this world as being a permanent resident. That's the problem. We're here only to visit. We're here as a tourist visa. And we think we're here as a permanent resident visa. But no. Nobody is. Not me, not you, not Bill Gates. Doesn't matter how much money you have, how powerful you are. And you should only use what you find in this world for eternal purposes. So water is megayer a person. The only way you can go into water is if you prepare yourself and you jump in, and then you can stay there for a short period of time. Also on earth, when we're, which is on the water, it's only visiting. And the Iker thing of your life, purpose of your life, should be for good, for wisdom, for righteousness, for honesty. Shem kaimim lad, which are eternal. So that's the deeper connection. They're both temporary. An ohel is temporary and water is temporary. You can't stay in water forever. You can't stay in a tent forever. Tent is a temporary dwelling. So Torah also gives you that perspective that we're only here as a temporary resident. Just like water, you can't last in there for too long. And that makes you realize that that's this world can only temporary, and that purifies you. So too, learning Torah does the same thing. It makes you realize that this world is only temporary, that we're here for a higher purpose. So you learn Torah and you don't immerse yourself in matters of this world too much. So
and
also when you learn Torah, it also purifies you. It has that power emotionally to impact the person when he's learning, and it takes your emotions and makes them from being some sort of somewhat coarse to being much more refined. So that's the connection between the Olam and the Cholam, and they're both about temporary, and that really makes you pure, and that elevates you. Mekaf Chov lekaf Schus. Gemara tells a story. They were Rav Ami and Rav Asi were Katran Ganana. Katran Ganana, Rashi says, means that they were preparing the chuppah. For Rabbi Elazar. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Elazar said to him, Adahachi Vahachi, in the meantime, till all the chanas are finished, Ezel Vesh, Mosul Vesh Medrash. So he said, you know, in the meantime, I'll just go to the Beis Medrash and I'll hear what they're saying in the Beis Medrash. And then I'll come back and I'll tell you what they said over there. Azal, he went, and he found the Tana was learning braces in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And he learned, a person read Kriya Shema, and he made a mistake. He skipped a pasuk, a word, and he doesn't know where the mistake was. So then the Gemara goes through the halacha. What to do? If it's Bamsa Perik, Yachzor LaRosh, Ben Perik LaPerik, Yachzor LaPerik Rishon, he's not sure what Perik he's on. Ben Ksiva L'Ksiva, you said Uchsaftim, you don't know which one you're on, go to the first Uchsaftim. And then Rabbi Yechanan said, that's only, you didn't start L'man Yeri Yemechem, if you start L'man Yeri Yemechem, then chances are you're on the second Uchsaftim, and you can just take it from there. So Rabbi Elazar came back, told him what he learned, and Rabbi Rasi said to Rabbi Elazar, if we just could come to hear this, Dayenu, it would have been Kedai, just to hear what you just told us. That would have been amazing. So even when a person is busy, we learn from here that you can learn, and even a little bit is going to make you so happy. And that's what we learn from these Rabbanim, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, that went to the Beis Medrash. They had a few free minutes. That's what we learn from Rabbi Lazar, who had a few free minutes, and he went to the Beis Medrash. You have a few free minutes, you learn. Makes you feel good. It's obviously also the right thing to do. And then they said to him, had we only come for this, it would have been enough for us. So we see from this that it's roi for a person, even if he's doing something, he's doing a big mitzvah, don't forget about the importance of things that you're not doing right now. You should know to be mechabiv them. Even if you're being osik into our mitzvah, and givil chasadim, and simchas achupah, so don't forget about the chashivas of Torah. Ki rechava mitzvah chameod. So we learn two lessons from this story, says the Rav. Number one, obviously many more, but two of the lessons that we learn are, one is to be machshiv even a little bit of Torah, and number two is even when you're being involved in a dvar mitzvah, but not to be mezalzel in other mitzvahs, to be machshiv other mitzvahs as well. So we continue. It says in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Avodim Vishvachos. Ein Omdim Alein Beshura, Ein Omdim Alein Berachas Avelim, Lo Tanchumi Avelim. So if you have Avodim and Shvachos, so we don't stand in a Shura for them after the Kvura. And we don't say the bracha for the avelim, and there's no tanchumi avelim, ela omrim lo. But rather, you say to him, "Kederach shom lo ladam al shor bracha mor shemesu hamokim yimalei chesroncha." Just like when someone lost his shore is a chamor, we say Hamakom God should fulfill your chisaron. Ad kan midivrei haGemara, and that Gemara is on Tazayin Amud Beis, that we don't stand in a line, making two lines, and the Avelim walk through in the Beis Hakvaras. We don't say Birchas Avelim that you make after the Sudas Havra for the Avelim, Al Tanchumi Avelim, and we say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should just fulfill what you lost. כמו שור וחמור. עד כאן מדברי הגמר. מסביר הרב. יסוד המוסר האנושי תלוי רק במה שיהיו דברים הנשואים על שפתיו לשבח הקרובים על ליבו ולמעשה ידיו, באופן שהתלמוד מביא לידי מעשה. אבל ההשחתה גדולה מאוד אם יתיר אדם לנפשו לדבר גבוהות באורחות המוסר והצדק וליבו רחק מהם. וזה נוטל כל יסודות התעודה והטוב. So the foundation of human ethics is dependent only when what things people say brings to action. But if you just talk and you're very far from what you say and there's no action involved, that's very bad. וכמה נגור דורנו זה בהרחבת פה ולשון על הטוב החסד ונועמם באמת רחוקים מהם המקיליותם פלטם. A lot of people talk big talk. They talk the talk, as they say, but they don't walk the walk. They're not fulfilling what they're saying. Rav says in his door, it's a very big problem. על כן, באשר ידעו חזל את רוח האדם לנכון, כי הבן חורים שעלה במעלה יתרה, לא ירגיש בעצמו קישור של אחווה אל העבד כלל, ואם נחייבו או נתיר לו אפילו לומר בעת רגשת הלב על מותו, דברי תנחומים והנהגות המורות אחווה ואהבה ראות אל העבדים, יהיו דברים מוכחשים מן החיים, ולא יטיבו את אורך המוסר, בתנהגות האדם מעבדיו כלל. חזל understood that the person is not connected to his עבד. So therefore it sounds a little harsh, you know, that you say, just like a person says when a guy loses his shor and his chamor. We know that an eved is more than a shor than a chamor, much more. It says in the Torah that one's now that it's usher to kill an eved. It's ritzicha. An eved is a human being. So what do you mean al shor or al chamor? Because if you start talking all this big talk, oh, he was so wonderful and this and that. So if a person is not connected to it and it's not going to make him a better person, it can cause a lot of damage. So we don't want to say like they say in modern Hebrew, and say things that we don't believe. So Chazal said, don't do that. That's dangerous. אמנם כאשר נשפיל מדרגה אחת ונלך עם האדם לפי אפשרי לו לשמוע לפי מצבו ולא לומר דבר שאפשר לשמוע, רק נעיר באדם ההכרה כי עבדים והשפחות הכל פנים כעניין כספוהם ולא גרי כלל מבעל חיים שגם להם רואי לחוס ולחמול. זה הרגש שפל יתקיים ויישא פרי לבצע רוח האדונים העריצים ולא יכבידו מעשם על עבדיהם כאשר יחוסו על קניינם וישימו גם כן אל לב כי ככה כל בעל חיים רואי לחוס ולחמול עליהם. But if you say that it's like losing an animal, then they don't think of them less than their animals, and then it's going to make them have more respect for the Eved. Because, at least now you're feeling like you're losing something of value. So this is something amiti, this is something true. So therefore that you're allowed to say, Kederach sh'omer lo adam ramoko yimala chesroncha. Not only that, but many times the avadim are people who aren't on the highest intellectual and moral level. Very often. So, if that's true, then we have to still appreciate them. Because Hashem created these people so that somebody's going to do the hard work. And therefore, in order not to be mezalzel in them, in order to increase their value in our eyes, so then we give a nechama. Oh, look, yeah, they have benefit. They you know, you can't. It's hard to function without them. But again, you have to say things that are be'emes, that you really mean, and they're going to bring you to mice and make you a better person, and not stam say things. Hine, למדרגת האדם הפחותה הזאת. טוב לה יותר אם יהיו הרודים בהם יודעים שיחסם להם הוא יחס למקנת כסף, שהכל פנים ישכיחו על בריאותם ועל אורך ימי חייהם, כשם שמשכיחים על, כשהם משכחים על קנייניהם, לחזקם ולהברותם. על ויות מצב ומללים אלה נעזב רק על מידת הצדקה של תקיפי בני אדם. נמצא גורלם רע מאוד. למשל, העובדים מפני דלותם במערך במערות וכיפי אפר, ששם האוויר מושחת וכמה סכנות צפויות לעובדים על ידי הרסות מפלי אפר וכיוצא בזה. The Rav says that when a person's, you know, on less of a, you know, intellectual and emotional and moral level, so it's better that we relate to them as miknas kesef. Why? Because then we're going to care about their health and their long life. Like, we want everything that we want. We want our car to last. We want our house to last. But what happens? If they're just left to people, they're going to have a very terrible fate. Then he gives an example. He has a very famous letter about this in the Igros Araya and Chelek Aleph. Those people who have to work in the coal mines, they die. They get very, very sick. And nobody cares because, oh yeah, let them do their work, let them die. So if we would appreciate that, no, they were losing money when they die. So we would treat them much nicer. The air there is terrible. And a lot of times you make people do terrible things that are going to hurt themselves, and people don't care. So it's better at least look at them as a miknas kesef, so that you don't love them like you love your son. But at least you're going to treat them, you're going to make sure that their health is preserved, because you want to make sure that they continue working for you. So you have your own negia, and you'll treat them with some level of a concern. But if you don't own them, then you just make them work and work and work and let them die, and somebody else will come. But a person has to feel, no, this is a kinyan kesef, I'm losing a lot of money. And then one day, אבל עוד לא בא זמן, עוד לא נטורו לבבות, זאת המידת יערה השם רוח ממרום, ואת רוח התאומה יעביר מן הארץ. ואז יהיה יחס עבדות יחס אחר לגמרי, כי נכשלים במעמדם המוסרי והשכלי מטוב לב, יחפצו לתפאר בכבוד, להיות עבדי השלמים הצדיקים והנדבים חכמי הקודש, הקבלים יחס הקניין על עבדים ישמירה מעולה לטובתם. So one day there's going to be a better world and we're going to relate to our avodim much better. Because those people who are on a lower level are going to want to work, you know, like somebody wants to, oh, I want to serve, I want to be a clean the house of a Steinman or Yoshiv or Chaim Knievsky or Tzadik or Rebbe. So it's a cover to work for them. People don't appreciate that yet, but people are going to want to be Avdei Hashleim and Tzadik and Adivim Chachmei HaKodesh. The way it works in the world is that you have a lot of guys working for you and then they die, so you get somebody else to work for you. What's the big deal? Let them die. Nobody cares. It's not okay to me. I'll hire somebody else. What do I care? That's what happens today in the working world. You just fire somebody. You leave them without parnasa, his family. Everybody, they don't have food to eat. They don't have rent to pay. They don't have a mortgage. This and that, all these things. Who cares? I'll hire somebody else. I'll get somebody else who I think is better. And for whatever reason, I'm firing the guy. And that's it. Because they don't own it. They're not losing. So in the meantime, we have to have a world, says the Rav, where you have a vadim. And this way, they're going to treat them nicely because they don't want to lose the money. They don't want the guy to die. It's going to be a big loss for them. So to start talking about brotherhood and love and things like that, that's not going to help us. That's a bunch of baloney. So you don't want to start speaking baloney. So at least say, like a shor and a chamor, because at least you'll have some element of concern, because you lost all this money. But you're right, there could be a better world where it's not necessary, where you genuinely care about them, and where they genuinely want to work for you, because they want to get close to you. Could be that when the Torah said to have an eved, it's only like by Yifas Torah, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzirah, that ideally you shouldn't take a Yifas Torah. Torah allows it, but it's not ideal. So Nevet Kenani also, the state the world is in, we need Avodim. It's good for them and it's good for the owner. They have a job, they have their food, they have a family, they learn how to behave, they stay with good people, and both sides can benefit. But in an ideal world, it shouldn't be necessary. Is it sad like that also? Could be. So the Torah allowed it in the meantime for our situation. But certainly, in an ideal world, you're not going to relate to your Eved as a Shor and a Chamor. But this is just that what a person needs to do in order to somehow instill within him a concern for the well-being of the Eved. ונאומים בעינינו כי מוכל מקום שקשיחו בני אדם רחמים מאיזה מפלגה של ראשים בתור בני אדם יתעוררו גם לרחם על בעלי חיים ולא עליהם וכן יחליל לאבד הכרת ערך בעלי החיים מהעבדים לאבד הכרת ערך בעל חיים מהעבדים. We see that when people start saying, oh, you have to treat them like people, then they say, oh, we have to worry about animals. A lot of people are more worried about animals than they are about people. So you have to remember that people are more than animals, or at least equal, but no less. So all these people are worrying about the whales and the dolphins and all these things. First worry about the hungry people. Anyway, so that's how the Rav explains this very wondrous Gemara, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to be morally and spiritually elevated. Amen v'amen, shalom shalom.